I know it's, you got up early and it's hard for you. It was hard for me also. I didn't eat until 10 o'clock this morning. That was not so simple. Truth be said, that every community has its own flavor. And that is by design. Hashem wants, in the multifaceted nature of Klal Yisrael, when the Avos started Klal Yisrael, the values that each of the Avos had, Avraham Avinu's chesed, Yitzchak's tefillah, Yaakov's learning, were all values that are important for each and every Jew to have. And thus, every Jew comes from all three Avos and from the Imos. In fact, Ramban even writes that the main reason why Avraham Avinu had a hey added to his name is because there had to be 13 letters in Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to correspond to the 13 letters of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, which add up to 26, was the shame of Yudke Vavke. That's a Kabbalistic idea, which I know nothing more about than just telling you that sentence, truthfully. But we do understand from that all the midos that the Avos Imos had are things that each and every one of us have to have. When the Shvatim came along, when the 12 tribes, there each one had a different mission. And no one has to have the qualities of each Shevet. Every Jew has to have the qualities of the Avos and Imos, but no one has to have the qualities of all the Shvatim. In fact, each Shevet had its own quality, and there was a time where each Shevet, in order to build their own quality, had to only marry within the Shevet, because they wanted to build up that concept of whatever the Shevet stood for. Later on, the Shvatim intermarried. Over 50 years ago, I was at a wedding in the Kamenetsky family, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said at the wedding that Tu B'Av, which was the day where the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry, Rabbi Yaakov said, what was the simcha that there was more shidduchim available? That wasn't the simcha. The simcha was that every Shevet, he gave an example, has like a color. And when you take two colors and you bring them together, it creates a third color. So when the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry, that made it that there was new koichas coming in Klal Yisrael. By each Shevet marrying within another Shevet. And each one of us in our own families do the same. And the same is true of communities. There are no carbon copies of individuals, and there are no carbon copies of communities. So Baltimore has its flavor, St. Louis has its, Lakewood has its, and every city has its own flavor and sub-flavors within the flavor of the community itself. The idea of coming to another community, talking to some of the Rabbanim leaders and getting a feel is to say, well, what is there here that can be helpful to our community? Not that your community has to become Baltimore. Not every community can learn from each other. And there's a symbiotic relationship in Klal Yisrael that we gain from other groups, other communities, just by being connected, just by existing as Yidden. If you take the world of Hasidim and the world of Lifshi Shivas, for instance, which have different values and different approaches to things, they have fed off each other. The levels that were reached in Torah in the Hasidic world was enhanced by the levels of them seeing the accomplishments of the yeshiva world. The yeshiva world gained concepts in kashrus, in tznius, and different things that the Hasidim stood for that we took on to certain degrees, the same way they took on some of the things that we do to certain degrees. So every community and every group can have its own flavor and its own specialness and uniqueness. But by connecting with other Yidden as well, and other communities as well, you can find aspects of that community that can be adapted to your own. And that, I think, is the goal of such a get-together. Not to mirror exactly whatever another community is, but to take within the color and the beauty of your own community and its own specialness of the Balabatim, of the Rabbanim, of the schools, and learn about our community. And even if we're a bigger and more established community, there are things we can learn from you as well. And that's the truth. That just sounds good. Because we believe in Chazal say, a wise person learns from everyone. And there are smaller communities that have qualities that the larger communities can benefit from as well. So it's a win-win for everyone. It's not just that you, Mr. Shem, hopefully will gain from hearing from people from our community, our yeshiva, our Rabbanim in town, communal leaders, but also that by hearing from you and talking to the people and interacting, we ourselves can also gain. And therefore, it's a beneficial thing for everyone to look at it that way. The Gemara tells us that there was a great Navi named Asniel ben Kenaz, and he asked Hashem for many things. And one of the things he asked for in order to become the great person that he became, besides asking Hashem to help him remember all his learning and to help fight evil inclinations, he asked for, one of the things he asked for was, Sheizdamnu li reyim kamaisi, that Hashem should help me have friends like myself. Friendships are an essential quality in building communities, building people and building communities. And if there are people here that daven in different shuls, have different approaches, feel comfortable in their own kehila, which is a good thing, but having friends that are like you, that share in the ongoing quest for making ourselves better. So when people get together within your own community, another community like coming here, the idea is to create friendships that through that build stronger communities and stronger connections so that we can all help each other. So friendship, camaraderie, is an important aspect to have within your own community and connecting to other communities as well. I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva Zalman Ruderman talked very often about his Rebbe, the Alter from Slabodka, and he said that the Alter from Slabodka told him that every 20 years in the span of his long and fruitful leadership of Slabodka Yeshiva and then Chevron Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, through all those many decades, he changed his approach with his Talmidim every 20 years. Because every 20 years is a new generation with new challenges, with new ways to learn how to relate to people. And this idea doesn't only apply to a mashgiach and a yeshiva, but it applies to every community itself. St. Louis 20 years ago was different than St. Louis 40 years ago. St. Louis today will become different than St. Louis in 20 years. Because every kahila, through time and through growth, and through a whole generation growing up, has its own flavor and its own need. And our job as Balabatim, Rabbanim, Mechanchim is to be able to move on and not just look at what our community is and say things have to remain the same, but look at the newness of the generation with its strengths and weaknesses. What technology has wrought benefits to people today, and what technology has created issues today, are so complex and so important to deal with, where people get their information from AI instead of getting information from people. And this type of information, which is not human, not fully sensitive, but enough, impressive enough that people follow it, don't realize that there's certain emotional components and details that no AI can sufficiently do. And the importance of our having connection with our leaders, our Rabbanim, and keeping a connection to them in our communities, and sometimes reaching out to other communities as well, is to understand that the nuances of life and the different tests and tribulations that every community goes through are similar in many ways and unique in many ways. And it's not an AI answer just to figure out what to do. And hopefully, through the questions and answers and interaction that everyone will have over this get-together, then it'll help every one of us gain new insights into the complexity of life and help us do better within our own communities, within our own families, and realize that changes that take place, sometimes people are afraid of changes. They're going to right, they're going to left, and everybody gets bent out of shape. It's best to look at life the way Rabbeinu Tam writes in the Sefer HaYosher, that Olam Hazeh, this world, is a world of Nevei Hatla'os. It's a haven of happenings. Life does not remain stagnant. Some rich people become poor, some poor people become rich, some healthy people become unhealthy, some unhealthy people become healthy, and there's always changes that go on in personal lives and in communal lives. And they're not something that we can predict. A lot of things that come on to life and changes are things that we can't imagine. But Rabbi Natam writes that a person has to look at life knowing that changes will take place. And he writes a sentence of that knowing that changes will take place in our personal lives and our communal lives is something that you have to accept as a reality. And the more you accept it before it happens, then when changes do happen, we're better equipped to deal with them. Everyone thinks that we know what the future lies, and no matter how many times Hashem surprises us to show us all the curveballs in life, that what we think is going to happen in our own communities, with our own kids, in different situations, is never exactly as we planned. Realizing that, accepting that, and working with that to know that changes will happen is a much healthier way to live life. It's a richer way, it's a more complicated way, but it's the way life is. Things don't remain the same. And we all develop, whether they're leaders or followers. Morale says every parent is a leader. Every person is valuable in creating the communities that you come from and interacting with other people from different communities, as we said, is a welcoming blueprint for dealing with the changes that life has. Hashem should help that over the course of the time that you're here, the people that you meet and the questions that you have, frustrations, feeling success of accomplishments, the positives, the negatives, all factors that go into life, they can all be viewed as this is a blueprint that Hashem had for us. And the more we can embrace on change and figure out how we can make changes for the betterment of ourselves and our communities, then the more successful, Mr. Shem, this encounter will become, and it should have an effect on the community, and we should all be gebenched, Mr. Shem, the good gebenched that you are. Hashem should help us through the trials and tribulations of life, the ups and the downs, and realizing that following the Torah, following the Rabbanim, things that we sometimes don't even understand, but know that they know, will help us navigate life in a way that we shall all have great success. Hatzlacha, bracha, and nachas. It's a pleasure to be here.